talk on National Public Radio with us, Click and Clack, the Tappert Brothers, and we're here to discuss cars, car repair, and of all things, foreign aid.
Yes, and this comes to us by way of the news desk.
Beep, 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 beep,
to
beep,
our
beep,
buddy,
beep,
I believe, beep, beep, by looking at all the to's and from's here, George Preston. Here's the news. Clinton deploys vowels to Bosnia. Cities of Zbrzvetsk and Grozny to be the first recipients. Before an emergency joint session of Congress yesterday, President Clinton announced U.S. plans to deploy over 75,000 vowels to the war-torn region of Bosnia.
Really?
The largest of its kind in American history, will provide the region with the critically needed letters A, E, I, O, and U, and is hoped to render countless Bosnian names more pronounceable. Here's a quote. He said, Clinton said, for 6 years we've stood by while names like Jugoslav and Zlidnia and Glum have been horribly butchered by millions around the world. Today the United States must finally stand up and say, enough. It is time the people of Bosnia finally had some vowels in their incomprehensible words. The U.S. is proud to lead the crusade in this noble endeavor. The deployment, named Operation Vowel Storm by the State Department. Who writes this stuff? I mean, it's,
well, it is.
I mean, it's so
much needed.
It's set for early next week with the Adriatic port cities of Zbuzigans and Grzindi. The two C-130 transport planes, each carrying 524 count boxes of ease. We'll fly from Andrews Airport.